Okay, we'll call this meeting to order. It's the Bunkerville Town Advisory Board meeting. It's April 29th, 2021, 7 p.m. For the roll call, we have Brian Haviland, Vernon Pollock, Ren Abbott, and Casey Anderson. Chad Jensen is missing tonight. We'll have Vern Pollock give us our invocation tonight.
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful to meet together this evening, and we ask for thy spirit to be with us. We're grateful, Father, for this nation and for the freedoms we enjoy. We pray that we might strive to do what is right and to remember those who come before us, that we might be brave as they were, and that we might uphold standard of liberty as they did. We ask thee to bless the citizens of this community, bless those who've traveled, that they'll do so in safety as they return home. Bless our families and bless all who reside and live and do their activities here in Bunkerville. We're grateful for this community. We're grateful, Father, for opportunities of life and for especially our Savior. We pray that we'll have thy spirit to be with us this evening and give thanks for all blessings we receive from thee. Say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. And Brian Haviland will lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, now item two, public comment. Is there any public comment to start the meeting?
I was told that Metro would be here tonight so we could talk about the concern with the kids on bulldozers and the air bikes. My family, we've personally called Metro twice and gotten no action or any response out of the kids up and down the street on the dirt bikes. One kid in particular, I've got video of him on camera doing wheelies every day about the same time, and have called Metro and nothing's been done about it.
Hey, real quick on that. That's the end. This is only an items on the list.
Okay, that's...
So at the end, you can get his comments, so it can go on the general ones, not the ones on there.
Okay, yeah, so if you can make that comment at the end, it won't be too long, so... all right, we'll move on to item three, approval of minutes for February 25th, 2021.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes of February 25th, 2021.
I'll second the motion.
All right, that's been seconded. All in favor of that?
Aye.
Aye. So it passes unanimously. Item four, approval of the agenda for tonight, April 29th, 2021, for hold, combine, or delete any items.
I move we approve the agenda as opposed to April 29th, 2021, as stated.
Second.
Okay, that's been motioned and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Passes unanimous. Okay. Item five, informational items. So, Brian, this is you, right?
So what we're doing, they're changing the land use plan, and it's like this giant thing that is hard to understand. So what they're trying to do is they're actually trying to simplify a little bit. We'll see if that ends up being what they do or not. I've been to some of their meetings and I listen to them and make some comments here and there. And most of the time I just listen because they're talking about like up here and like you're supposed to know everything they're talking about with all of Vegas and all of Clark County. And it's kind of like, okay. So I made a few comments basically to simplify everything. I think they're doing a good job of simplifying it. I'm a little concerned on some of our little issues. They're trying to make like land use areas that are a little more broad. And we have, so our area, for example, R1 zoning allows 4 units per acre. And I think all that from what I read is gonna go into a urban outlying something. Outlying neighborhood or state neighborhood. And I think they're making it to make it easier here. I guess one of my concerns is I know the old systems now after we didn't learn a new system, but
yeah.
But I guess one of my concerns, and I guess we need to, I need to ask on this, Amelia, is so we're a community district 4, is it right?
Five.
which gives certain regulations to our area. What is happening with community districts with this new stuff here? I guess is my biggest thing going through all the whole thing. I've never really heard them talk one way or another on it. So I guess I'd like to see how that's affected.
Okay.
So for example, right now, the smallest, well, not the smallest, I believe R1 would go to a 5 unit per acre on this plan here, where community district 5 only allows 4 units per acre. So I guess how does that all relate when they get done with community districts?
Okay.
Other than that, you read through the whole thing and 90% of it doesn't apply to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's city, commercial, all that stuff, which, you know, it's great, but honestly, I'm not going to put any input in that because I really don't know the best thing for Vegas and all they're doing down there. You know, I'm sure Moapa has, that valley has a few more commercial areas, so I'm sure they're giving more comment, and I would probably align us with whatever their comments are, probably is good for us as far as that, since we don't really have anything on that.
So they've gone from where it was kind of keeping it rural meetings with the rural folks and the Vegas meetings with the Vegas folks, now they've joined both is what they've done? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And you know, it really doesn't matter because before, half the time I went to the wrong meeting because that's the day it worked.
Right.
So I don't know if it matters if they're together or separate. It's
right.
Kind of the same thing. So I agree. I'd say leave it all in one meeting and cut a whole meeting out for them to have to explain twice.
I'll reach out to staff.
But,
and if you guys would like, I can also request staff to come to a meeting if you think it would be helpful.
Maybe if I could just talk to somebody about
okay.
the community district thing. And that's
yep.
Other than that, I don't see a whole lot that's really can affect someone us that much.
Someone that's semantic.
The yeah.
way I'm reading through this, I was just like,
okay, it is. It's really condensed.
Yeah.
I think it's going to condense it and make it easier for people trying to find what they want. You know, I've learned all the different zonings and kind of everything we do, and I understand them all. And this will just be, for me, it'll just be a matter of relearning and kind of reclassifying, which is fine. I think it'll be easier in the long run. So I think it's a good process. It's just so giant
yep.
for all of Clark County to do that. To really get into it much, it's, you know, let's deal with our issues, make sure we're covered there, and then whatever they want to do with the rest of the Vegas, I guess, good for them.
Yeah, I was seeing on here the RT that they want to eliminate, it seems,
mm-hmm.
that district. So there are some things in here that I see that are proposed changes that I guess would be helpful to figure out how that impacts the area or doesn't.
Right, so like an RT right now is 8 units per acre, theoretically.
Mm-hmm.
Yet in Bonkerville, Community District 5, it's only 4 units per acre. So you do get some confusion there, like you have people that are putting signs up here across the street that says, subdivision, okay, 8 units per acre. And I went and caught the guy putting the sign up and I says, you know that's not true, right? Well, it's zoned that way. And I says, no, it's not zoned that way. Read your laws, it's 4 units per acre, maximum.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's RT. Well, you need to look at this. So I know, and honestly, realtors are usually not the best at doing their homework, from
yeah.
what I understand, Bunkerville. But unless they really dig into it here, they're not going to find that kind of stuff. So that needs to be a little more clear for those kind of people, so we don't get
people
coming by.
I'll put you in touch with too, with both sides of it, with Mario and Paul, who are handling both ends of it. And I think that would be probably best.
Probably in 10 minutes. It's hard in those meetings just to really
yeah.
put everybody there.
You could probably do it in a quick phone call.
Yeah. So, yeah, that'd be great.
Or email, whatever you feel would work best.
An email's fine. I could maybe
okay.
email him and then he could call me back if he doesn't
okay.
understand. But
I'll put you guys on an email on Monday.
Okay. That's really all I got on after going through the meetings and reading stuff. But. Good luck if you are reading a lot more.
I've tried it, so none of it pertains to us, like you said, and so.
I glanced at all of it, kind of.
Yeah.
That's good.
I looked at it, and it's like, doesn't apply to us, so. All right, item 6, planning and zoning, there's none of that. So item 7, general business, the Bunkerville Town Advisory Board to vote on whether or not to permit a community event to run past the time of 9 p.m. located at Bunkerville Community Center.
So I put this on here because the prom for the high school cannot use the high school because of Clark County, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
We shut up at 9, which has been awesome, hasn't it? Way better for your house, isn't it?
It's gotten better. That was another reason I was here as well. Yeah. We can get to that towards the end.
So I just want to let them go until 10 because it's the high school prom. They can't do it anywhere else. They want to go a little later, but we have a thing set so at 9.
9, yeah.
So I thought I'll put on the agenda. We'll allow them to go 1 hour later for this prom, and that's... I don't want to open
it up. So just a one-time...
Yeah, just kind of one-time thing. I don't want to open it up to other people and say, oh, they got to 10. I want it specifically. We're letting it. It's a community event. It's not a personal. No one's renting it. It's a community event for the prom. One extra hour, and that's all I want. Yeah.
Well, there are probably things that are here and in until 9, but by the time they clean up and do everything, they're not done by 9.
Sometimes it lapses over till 10 o'clock, and Sunday mornings I'm still out picking up trash in my driveway and across the street and stuff. So it's
yeah, just he lives straight across the street from this facility. And
that's kind of why we went to the 9 o'clock, because he's having beer bottles. Well, not just him, but...
Yeah, just all
a couple of
beer bottles and late nights.
Somebody knocked over the block wall and cracked our block wall over there as well, because they don't...
Parking,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, it's just closer from the park over there, so it's just...
So that's why we shut it down to 9, you know, and that was my request, is just one extra hour for the prom.
I'm good with that.
One-time right. event. I don't want to open up any cans of worms for the future.
You good with that? Are you okay with that?
I just have a comment that... So... This is going before the town board for approval. So if somebody else wanted to come before the town board for approval, that would be something that
they could
do. I don't care. It's just the precedent gets set, and then our staff have to answer the questions. That's my concern.
If they want to come before us, this is a community event only. We're not doing it for personal people. This is a community. It's a school thing as well.
Anyone is welcome to come before them. But it would have to be fall under the same scenario, and it more sounds like this scenario is more because of COVID reasons.
That's
because
why
the schools are not allowing anyone on the property still.
And that's what I would tell them. The town board voted for this one event because of COVID. The seniors couldn't have their prom up there. They're going to allow one extra hour here. You can go ahead and apply to the town board and ask for this. But just so you know, they were doing this one time for this reason. Most likely it's not going to get approved. That's what I would say. That's what we said at the meeting. Mm-hmm. And I like the 9 o'clock, you know, it gets out a lot of the crap, I think. It actually gets rid of a lot of the parties that wanted to come over here, and now they go somewhere else because
they can't. Yeah, they don't want to only go till 9, yeah.
They want to be partying till midnight, so.
So they're always welcome to call me.
Yeah.
I can relay why this came about, and then if they still want to press the issue, then I would then...
They could call me anytime. That was a question. Just call me. I'll tell them why.
Yeah.
And it's just that after activities, it's just like the commissioner held her festival down at the fairgrounds. After that, we've been nonstop with people that have realized the fairgrounds is open and available, and we're booked. We have everything under the sun has come to us now and filled our calendar,
right.
Which is great. It's just that it starts trends, and that's why I say when they have prom here, kids and families are going to see that and say, hey, can we do our stuff at the gym as well, and
that's
fine. But that's not what the town board's voted on, and that's why I say I just want to make sure that we're consistent.
Yeah, that's what I would tell them. You know, we're 9 o'clock. We did this for COVID, one special occasion for the seniors because the school shut down. That's why we did it. We don't plan on. I would tell them the town board really doesn't want to do it. It was a special occasion, and if they want to push the issue, I don't care. They can call me or whoever else.
Yeah.
Well, if it's a community event that's similar, then we consider it. If it's a family event that's...
A private event then.
I don't really think they'll have very many people. It's an extra hour. People can go through the headache.
It's not like a major change. I understand that. I just want to, like I said, it's
so
for the staff, whether it's Rosa or Ashley or whoever it is, I want to make sure that they have some resource when somebody comes in, because sometimes it's difficult when somebody's like, well, I saw, and I was part of, and I want this. And they're like, what do I do?
You can share
your
information with me, and I'll share it with Brian.
That's fine. I'm not trying to open can of worms. I just want to prevent one from being open.
No, just do that. I don't mind talking to anybody and telling them. You can bring me four, but I'm voting no.
Pretty much, yeah. That's
okay.
So, we need a vote on that, Casey.
All right.
So that's the motion.
Do we have a motion, Brian?
A motion that we allow the event this Saturday. For the high school to to go 1 hour later than normal until 10 o'clock. Shutdowns to 9 o'clock for this event only this time.
Okay. All second.
All right, we've had a motion and a second. Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Did you say it?
Nope.
No.
It's going to pass though, right?
Three.
Yeah.
I'm not. Three
on one. Are you opposed? Yeah. Okay.
Nay.
All right, so.
So 3-0, 3-1.
3-1, it passes 3-1. All right, going on to item 8, comments by the general public. So this is where it's open to anything that wasn't on the agenda, so.
Well, you kind of heard what I said. I was kind of hoping that I could just put this down to the minute.
Yeah.
It's been ongoing for the last couple of weeks, and it seems like.
So what response are you getting when you call Metro? What are they saying?
They're saying that they'll send somebody out, but we never see anybody. We never get a call. It continues. We've given them names of the offenders, and it's still going on. But like tonight, my wife and I went down to Logandale to go see my son down there, and there's two Metro officers and two Highway Patrolman officers that are sitting in your parking lot of your
Devil. Oh, no, you're right.
You know, we got passed by people on the freeway going 100 miles an hour, but yet they're all having coffee and donuts in your parking lot. And it's like, go do write tickets to people up on the freeway or go patrol Bunkerville or something. You know, it's like they're stuck down there and they don't want to come up here to do anything to take care of any problems up here. That's the issue.
So has Officer Jones been involved at all in it yet? Do you know he's come by or not?
I don't know. They said that they don't want us to call directly to the officers. They want to call
right.
this.
I just wonder if they sent him up at all.
Because they want to generate a call, but.
It doesn't go anywhere when you do.
So let's make sure Officer Jones is aware of that. I'll call him. I'll talk to him. Just so he's aware of it and he could come by because as the resident officer, he's our best resource. So what they do a lot of times is they have a lot more patrol needs in the office, so we don't get a whole lot of attention because we don't have the call generation, which is good and bad. It's good because we don't have problems, bad because we don't call.
We don't have coverage.
And then when we do, they're all there and...
Yeah,
It'll be an hour or 30 minutes or whatever.
The population that they do, but it's like when you do generate a call, it's like, you know, 45 minutes away for them to get there. And then,
right.
like I said, maybe they have stopped and talked to some of the individuals, but it's still going on. It's almost like they know that the Metro's not on duty out here, so they're just going to go and do it anyway until they get caught again.
Yeah.
Well, I know one time there were a couple of guys over here and they were pulling over everything.
They started pulling over.
They pulled over Dwayne Magoon on the Pioneer going down to the farm, you know, and he's like, you realize we can do this and drive these on the road? And they're like, no, you can't. He's like, yeah, we can. I was on the board.
Yeah.
These are fine. You know, they wear helmets, they obey the traffic laws, but one person specific cuts people off. They drive up down the dirt roads. They're spinning rocks all over the vehicles. They're knocking over garbage cans, doing wheelies up and down the street, not wearing a helmet, not obeying traffic laws. There was, you know, he come out of this side street over here because he tends to go down in front of your place and come up this street. And he pulled out in front of a white SUV, and I thought for sure that we weren't going to have any more problems with this kid.
Because it was going to be over.
He got away.
We've almost hit several of them because they come out of that bush blind, and we don't see them.
Are they still right now? So right out there now, are they?
Not as
no,
much
it's
as
better since they knocked it down.
I knocked it all down, so they went right there.
Yeah.
Is there a specific time or day that this seems to happen?
It tends to be late afternoon, early evenings.
Regardless of the day?
Yeah.
I'll contact Officer Jones. He's not on right now, but he'll probably be in next week. But let's get him as the point person just because he's here. That way everything goes through him on it.
Yeah, you know, I seen him today at Walmart. We talked, and it's just like, I don't want to bring this up, you know, because I know he's not on duty, number one, and they want to generate the calls, but still, you know, we've called in twice now and haven't gotten any.
Okay.
Maybe he's not on duty when the call comes in, it goes to a different one.
That's the thing, you know, and his schedule, you know, I know his schedule, we're trying not to get that out to everybody. They won't know when he's on and off, but I'll talk to him. Let's give him as the point just so we can keep an eye on it, and then get a little better control on that, because it really is. It's so when they came up to control the last time, they did not issue citations for other stuff. They're just trying to slow people down. They gave warnings for not having your stickers.
We got a ticket for that. We got a citation for that.
Right, but you can go and get it and take it care of it.
Yeah, as long as we just went and registered
it
and then got it taken care of.
Moving violations or anything like that, which they legally can give.
Yeah.
You know, we as a town board kind of said we don't really want it, and they said, okay, we'll kind of take it easy on it unless. So, is it legal? No. Do we allow it here? Yeah, they kind of look the other way. But that's all they've done that time. They were given just sticker violations, and they just went and got your sticker and done. So, and they got a lot of flack for it, which is...
They did, yeah.
I talked to their sergeant. He was pretty mad. They had a few people get in Officer Jones's face, went to his house, and got mad at him. He wasn't even the one giving tickets.
No, he...
And they went to his face, and they started yelling out of his house. So he's got kind of a tough job sometimes dealing with that, but that which isn't right. As a community, we can't do that.
Yeah.
But,
anyways,
I'll talk to them.
And
okay. Any other?
LED lights. Have you guys noticed any difference?
So I haven't turned them on since they're on. Are they working now?
They should be. I'm here. I need to take pictures for RPM tonight. Yeah.
They look good.
Good.
Yeah, I like them.
All right. Yeah, we tried to use them a couple weeks ago for young men's and couldn't get them on, but... We had the young men out there trying to turn them on, and so that might have been the problem.
They've been out recently and serviced them.
Okay.
Like I said, they asked me just today to please make sure and turn them on and take pictures of them for them. But they did the ball field out here, the soccer field,
right.
And then they did the baseball field, but then they converted all the other park lights to LED as well.
Right.
So it should really help reduce the light pollution, the excess emissions of lights. I'm interested to see. I told Elmer on the way over, kind of bummed because when I was driving along I-15, I could always see Bunkerville Park. Not light specifically,
yeah. It was lit up good.
It might be different now. Hopefully it is, because that's the whole purpose of the LED is.
Oh, directional also.
Yeah, one-fifth as much power and much more focused, but actually better lighting. So.
I haven't seen the soccer field ones, but the baseball field ones are, and they're pretty bright.
Good, yeah. Good. We're gonna try and just gotta wait for the darkness.
Yeah.
And then I don't know, Brian, if you do updates on the SNPLA project.
Yeah, I was gonna do that. You wanna do that? I'll do that now.
Okay.
Cool.
So just kind of what we've been going over this park is we have that money for SNPLA, and what they'll end up doing, what we've got set up is we're gonna do a path, 10-foot wide path all the way around. We went and walked the property, made sure it worked right. It'll be meandering, just good, it'll look better. On the outsides of that path, in the small areas, I actually put the DG rock, so it's not going to have little tiny strips of grass around. So it should be a nice path all the way around. With that, they're going to do another playground also. Originally, I had it slated to go on top of the septic tank, so that was one on-site thing. I'm like, I don't think that's worth it, guys. So we're going to do that. This
I think
side
they
now,
learned your value.
Yeah, they did. They're right on there. I'm like, no. Anyway, so it'll be on this side. It's actually a pretty big area. They have a lot of kind of nature logs to walk on, and looks like a fun area for kids. It'll be a pretty big area between the basketball and the playground now, so kind of like a double playground. They're going to have to take a couple of those little trees out. It's the only way to make it work, and then I think it'll be...
That little retention wall.
I think it's retention wall they ended up with between there. But that's really good. They're going to put some covers over the playground to shade them, like the little ones we have in school.
Mm-hmm.
Those will be over there to shade them all. They're adding a second pavilion. Originally talked about one big pavilion, and the way the grant was written is a little off. But after talking to him, I was like, it's actually a little better, because now we have two pavilions.
Yeah.
So you have two events, or they're close enough you could have one event. So I said, well, that's fine. We'll do two.
Where's the other one going to be? In this,
so it'll be right, from the other pavilion, kind of towards the flagpole, kind of right in that area there. And the path will walk to every one of them and around there. So it should be really nice. They're going to redo the road on this side where there's no curb and gutter. I haven't seen the plan for that. It depends on what public work required, but I think they'll have to asphalt in, then go up to curb, and it'll finish. That'll be part of the path, actually, on the outside fence, walking around there. So that'll be finished off. It should look really good when it's done. I think people are going to really like it. It'll look a lot better, a lot more clean cut now than just having kind of frayed edges.
Yeah.
They'll actually have a defined edge, and then moms can put their kids in the middle and walk the circles, and you know, still be able to see their kids the whole time. So.
Are they going to replace the pavilion over the existing, the one that's there now?
It's going
to
stay,
that'll
stay
as is, but then they'll have the newer,
improved
one for the second one.
Yes. The only thing I was hoping they'd get in there is the backstop is pretty beat up, so that's something we really need to work on. I actually will worry that backstop's going to fall down someday looking at it. So that is something we need to see if there is
capital request.
Yeah, if there's something we need to put down on capital request, because it's definitely going to be an eyesore if it falls over on somebody.
Well, it needs to be the whole thing. It needs to be the backstop as well as the wings that go along, because the wings are really deteriorated. So,
and you know, if it worked, it'd be fine. It's working right now, but you look at it, it actually is a probably a danger at some point for that. There is one issue they have there. The path on this side gets a little close to the line of the foul, but there's no way around it. The hill's too steep there. So that's just going to be the way it is. And we'll probably move the bleachers over to this side of the field because the path will go right where they are on this side, which I think is fine.
And yeah.
It doesn't matter. By the time people are doing it, the sun's right there anyways. It's not getting any shade. So that'll probably move over to this side. And I think it'll be really, really fun. Timeline, by the end of next year, I think it'll be done. Can't remember exact dates, but they're still in the planning phases. And we have meetings every 2 weeks. I sometimes go to if my schedule allows, but now they're kind of on the, everything's planned and everything they're just doing with all the budgets and all that kind of stuff. It's not near what, beginning we figured it all out.
Yeah.
So.
And I'll be at the next one for sure.
But it should be fun.
And we want to make sure that local contractors are aware of the bidding process when it goes out to bid, just because there's a huge benefit to having local, do local projects versus somebody from Vegas or somebody from California getting it just because they're lowballing it. We're experiencing that now in the Moapa Valley, where you have local, they take pride in it, they're willing to come back and make everything right because they want to, not because they're mandated to. So we just want to make sure as it goes.
Yeah, when that bidding gets out, let's make sure people know, you know, all our local places that that's a good idea. And I think we're still a little bit out on that, but
we are, but it's
a few months out, 3 or 4 months,
we're going to get. Just let them know that they need it on their radar.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. Okay. All right. Any other public comment? Okay. Our next scheduled meeting is May 27th, 2021, and this meeting is adjourned.